Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Ohio's literary legend.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. February 18th is special in Ohio. It's Toni Morrison Day. For the last 5 years, the state has recognized the holiday on the revered author's birthday. But tomorrow is different. It's the start of a year-long statewide celebration of her legacy. Member station IdeaStream Public Media's Kabir Bhatia reports on the details of the 12-month tribute to America's Shakespeare.
What is it I have to do that's so important that I'll die if I don't? And the first one was mother my children, and the second one was write.
Toni Morrison lived to write. Before she died in 2019, her work included children's books, plays, poetry, and of course, novels like Song of Solomon and God Bless the Child. Her career began with 1970's The Bluest Eye.
There was a woman named Ivy who seemed to hold in her mouth all of the sounds of Pauline's soul. Standing a little apart from the choir, Ivy sang the dark sweetness that Pauline could not name.
Morrison read that excerpt for WNET New York in 1978. Over the next 40 years, Morrison was recognized with a Nobel Prize, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and dozens of other awards.
She is our Dickens. She is our Shakespeare.
That's writer Namwani Serpell. She'll be in Columbus and Cleveland this week for three events related to her new book on Morrison.
Toni Morrison is one of the few writers we have and that we still read now, whose work can bear the kind of rereading and analysis that we often do with great canonical works of literature from the past. She created a corpus of works that are so rich and varied, but her books are all very different from each other.
Before Morrison became a famed writer, she worked at the Lorraine Public Library. Local lore says she was fired for reading the books that she was supposed to be shelving. Now, the library is honoring her work with a week of book discussions and other events as part of the statewide celebration. Ohio influenced Morrison's writing. Three of her books were set here. But in 2004, she told CBS News that until leaving Lorraine for Howard University, her world was very different from the one in her books.
Most of my writing about the Black family, the Black community, is part of my life, but a lot of it was inquiry. I never lived in a Black neighborhood.
The Mount Zion Black Cultural Center in Athens County is presenting a student-led Toni Morrison program next week with a short play and a recital of her Nobel Prize speech. In April, they'll partner with Ohio University for panel discussions about Morrison's stories of Black women from Appalachia. Trevelya Ford is the center spokeswoman.
Many don't really realize, they don't realize that Black folk came from this area. And that's why it's so important to have Toni Morrison not only come from this area, but become the queen from this area.
In 1988, Morrison won the Pulitzer Prize for her book, Beloved. A decade later, it was adapted for the big screen by Oprah Winfrey, a major fan of the author. In 2019, Winfrey recounted their first phone call.
Ms. Morrison, I just finished reading Beloved and I had to talk to you. And I said, do people say to you that they have to start and stop and start and stop when they're reading? Because I had to keep going over things because just trying to take it all in. And she said, that, my dear, is called reading.
That's from the documentary Toni Morrison, The Pieces I Am, screening this month in Sandusky, East Cleveland, and Columbus as part of the Year of Events kicking off tomorrow on what would have been her 95th birthday. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kabir Bhatia.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.